Hello, and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council.
Conservation and Restoration of Cultural Heritage.
Hi, Lynn. How's it going?
Oh, not so bad.
How was your summer? Didn't you go on some field trip in Eastern Europe or something?
That's right. 6 weeks on my hands and knees digging for treasure.
Did you find any?
Not much. Lots of pottery fragments, some bones, a few tools.
I hope you got paid for it.
You must be joking. It was run by the local university research group. They don't have any money. You make your way there and pay for your own accommodation and meals.
So you were cheap labour for the professors then?
Don't be so cynical. No, they were really helpful. I learnt a lot.
Oh yeah? Like what?
Well, first there was the mapping of the site. They used digital photography and GIS, which I hadn't done before. Then there's the excavation itself, scraping away for hours, which can get a bit tedious, and it all has to be recorded. The location and description of every artefact is put into a database.
Don't you have to be careful when you're excavating? I'd be afraid of breaking something priceless.
Oh, sure. You have to move the earth away very slowly with a trowel, sometimes even a toothbrush. But everything you find has a story to tell. Pollen samples tell you about forest clearance and crop cultivation. Animal teeth and bones showed they kept livestock. Looking at stone axes can tell you what sort of animals they hunted. The best part of the dig was the midden.
What's that?
It's where they dumped domestic waste. It contains all sorts of treasures. The highlight for me was finding a small clay figure. Imagine holding something in your hand that was made by a human being 6,000 years ago.
So, have you expanded the sum of human knowledge?
I think so. The site is giving them a lot of new information about that part of the Black Sea coast in Neolithic times. And it'll be a big tourist attraction when they open it up to the public in a couple of years. They've got plans to get some international funding and make it into an archaeological park. But they'll still preserve the landscape and the character of the place.
Will you get your name in the brochure?
Well, you never know.
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council office or go to www.britishcouncil.org. Bye for now.